Okay, so I just want to go to this one sort of key moment when you first met Frankie and saw him dancing, and it was like something you had never seen before. I mean, what was that like? I mean, what struck you about it?
Well, I talk about it in the book, and the funny thing is that he was pointed out to me at this little place that early in the swing revival in New York, and this place called the oh, what was that place called, Frankie? North River Bar.
North River Bar.
Yeah, thank you. He has a better memory than I do. And you know, as I say in the book, I recognized that I was watching someone who was very different from any other dancer I had seen anywhere doing what I, at that point, I probably called the jitterbug or swing
mm-hmm.
dancing.
Mm-hmm.
But it took a while. He was, because he was in a small space and had adjusted his movement to the space, instead of trying to like do a huge, big movements, I was drawn to it, but I have to say at that point I didn't really appreciate it. And
mm-hmm.
over time, as I became more educated about the Lindy Hop, I came to appreciate what I saw that day. I originally got into swing dancing from seeing a group that did a very flashy aerial style
mm-hmm.
Lindy.
Mm-hmm.
And now I could watch Frankie just sit in a chair and move around, and to me that's beautiful movement.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't educated about what I was watching at the time. But it was, it definitely struck me as this is there's something to this, and it's different from anything I've seen.
Now, you're a city person, so you've seen a lot of African Americans dancing over the years before you met Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people with good movement, you know, very flexible, very expressive, very funky, you know, free shoulders, free hips, free head, free arms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but there was something about Frankie that was different.
Yes, well, he just had this incredible energy in his body, and every little, it was like poetry, every little move was saying something. And he didn't need to be doing these big, big, huge movements or trying to grab attention. He was just into what he was doing. He was in complete tune with the music.
Mm-hmm.
And the enjoyment in watching it was that he was enjoying what he was doing so much. He wasn't doing a performance. It was sort of being drawn into his world and having some sense of the experience he was having dancing, which was obviously something very enjoyable and profound for him. So anyway, I think he's got so many wonderful things to tell you about it, just as I think your listeners are going to enjoy hearing what he has to say as much as I did all those years. It was so fun to be able to speak to him and ask him any questions that I wanted, and now you can do that on their behalf.
Well, okay. So.
Well, I think he should continue to ask you about your life, because things down now so I can make a book.
All right. Frankie's going to write a biography of Cynthia now.
You sound pretty interesting there, girl.
You got your note cards here, Frankie. Okay.